Well, the credit offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the first here from Redding's Tiger Field. Colt 45's taking on the visiting Solano Mudcats. This is game three of a three-game series. 45's have won the first two. And what a difference 2 days makes. 13-12 comeback victory on Friday. 15-0 squeaker yesterday. Mickey Meinhofer going to lead off here. He's your shortstop and leadoff hitter tonight. Out of El Dorado Hills University. El Dorado Hills, California, Regis University. He's your leadoff hitter tonight. It'll be Meinhofer, then Noah Ferguson at second base, former Shasta Wolf, then Hunter Heath in right field, batting third. First pitch up high to Meinhofer, 1-0. Meinhofer, one of two shortstops for the 45s here. He and Zach Taylor manning the vast majority of the innings out there. That's a called strike on the outside, 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission to help better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation encourages you to get out there and make a difference in your community. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of your hometown Redding Colt 45s. Here's the 1-1 to Meinhofer. That's a line drive up the middle and a base hit. Leadoff man reaches on a single, and the 45s, who have hit all weekend long, 28 runs between the two games. Right back in business here. It'll be Noah Ferguson.
Number 19, Noah Ferguson.
Ferguson had the night off last night. He'll hit second and play second base here. Meinhofer being held on at first. First pitch of the at-bat for Marshall is a strike, 0-1 here. Ferguson 1-for-4 on Friday night in that 13-12 victory. He also drew two walks and scored a run. Down 0-1 here. Marshall comes set. Here's the 0-1. That's a swing and a miss. Tried to check his swing but could not hold up. 0-2 here on Noah Ferguson. Heath on deck, the right fielder. Ryan Williams batting cleanup tonight. He's the center fielder. Had two home runs in the Friday night game, including six RBIs, as well as the game winner in the bottom of the eighth on a sac fly to go ahead 13-12. That would be the final score. That one very high to Ferguson, 1-2 here. Great day for baseball here. Still plenty of seats in the shade here at Tiger Field. We've got a 6 p.m. start time. Come on down and join us. Just $5 a ticket here at Tiger Field. Here's the 1-2, and that one's grounded up the middle, taking it by the pitcher. That's going to be a 1-6-3 double play. Nicely turned. And Ferguson is out. Two down now. That'll bring up Hunter Heath out of Oklahoma Baptist. Had the night off last night as well. Greg Catteray goes about two or three deep at every position here. So with that one rotating DH spot, he can either get an outfielder or a first baseman or a catcher some extra at-bats, but a cornucopia of offensive talent here for the Colt 45s. First pitch inside, 1-0. So after the leadoff single by Meinhofer, he's erased on the double play. Two down, nobody on here. And Heath watches one inside there as well. 2-0 now. Giants pulled out a 8-7 victory tonight, including three ties by the Phillies. It was 5-5, then it was 6-6, then it was 7-7. And Giants finally put it away with a walk-off, 8-7 today. But Johnny Cueto didn't exactly have his best stuff, but he battled out there. And the Giants end up taking 2 out of 3 from the Phillies. 2-1 here now on Heath. This goes to show you can't take any team for granted, no matter what they might look like in the standings. That ball is hit very high. out in short left field is the shortstop. Should be playable here, and he makes it. Score that, a pop out to number six. That'll be the third out of the inning. We head to the top of the second. It's 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Solano Mudcats taking their at-bats here in the top of the second on KCNR 1460 at 0-0. Kyle Martin pitching to the cleanup hitter Jaden Lane at first base for Solano. It's 2-0 here. That one also a little bit high, now 3-0. Game three of a three-game series here. Reading's taking the first two on Friday and Saturday night. Called strike there, now 3-1. In very different fashion, those two games, 13-12 on Friday. Reading came from behind twice before going ahead for good in the eighth. That ball is down the third baseline, foul. Larson has it go about 2 feet foul there on third baseline. And then 45's winning in convincing fashion last night, 15-0. As three pitchers combined to throw a shutout, Brett Bovee got the win. Six shutout innings of one hit, one walk, eight strikeout ball. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That's a little topper foul down the third baseline. Count remains 3-2. It'll be Jaden Lane, Josh Meacham, the DH, and then Ian Acosta, the catcher. 4-5-6 hitters here for Solano. Martin now ready with another 3-2. That ball is flied out to left. Should be playable out there for Modeste. And Seattle University's Max Modeste makes the play for the first out of the inning. Score that a fly out to number seven. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation encourages you to get out there and make a difference in your community. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. One out, nobody on here. That'll bring up Meacham. First pitch in there from Martin, 0-1. Meacham not in the lineup last night. Swing and a miss on a nice curveball there from Kyle Martin, 0-2 here. And a slider that stays very high. Easy take there for Meacham, 1-2 now. And a swing and a miss. Nice pitch on a slider running away from him. And he's down on strikes. Two down here now. That'll bring up Acosta. Acosta had four hits on Friday night. Just 1-for-3 last night. Mentioned that command pitching performance for Reading last night. Three pitchers combining on the shutout. Just four batters over the minimum. As six shutout innings by Bo V, two by Blake Williams out of Santa Rosa Junior College, and a scoreless ninth by Andrew Arnold out of Sacramento City College. Martin misses with the first pitch here to Acosta, 1-0. Second pitch, also a little bit high, 2-0. Two outs, nobody on. We're in the top of the second. 0-0 here. On the Sunday 6 o'clock getaway game here. Third game of a three-game series against these visiting Solano Mudcats. 2-0 pitches. Foul back to the screen, 2-1 here. Martin now ready with the 2-1. Here's the pitch. That one misses, 3-1. Your infield looks like this for the hometown 45. Zach Trueblood behind the plate. Third base to first base is Chase Larson, Mickey Meinhofer, Noah Ferguson, and Jared Bertotti. Here's a 3-1, and that ball is lined down the left field line past Larson. That's going to be a fair ball. Heading towards second now is Acosta. Fielding it out there is Modest in left, and he's going to have a stand-up double with two down. So runner in scoring position here as Acosta has a two-out double. That'll bring up Onaveros. Onaveros at second base tonight. He caught last night and DH'd on Friday, so some defensive versatility here for Solano. Being exhibited, he's in the 7-hole tonight. He'll be followed by Jack Bowles should he reach. Corey Guerin getting the win earlier today for the Giants. A's falling to the Angels 7-6. And a curveball there that's very high. Two balls and one strike here on Elijah Ontiveros from Kyle Martin. Runner on second in a 0-0 ball game. That ball also very high. Outfield defense for the 45s looks like this. Hunter Heath in right, Ryan Williams in center, and Max Modest in left. That's a fastball in there for a strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Runner on second for the visiting Solano Mudcats. Martin checks the runner at second. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-2. That's a line drive, one hopper to Meinhofer at short, and he makes the play. Nicely done by Mickey. For the third out of the inning, runner stranded at second. We head to the bottom of the second inning here at 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
0-0 here in the bottom of the second from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. Solano Mudcats right-hander. Connor Marshall gets ready to start his second inning work. Leading off is going to be Ryan Williams, the cleanup hitter. Two home runs and six RBI in the 13-12 win on Friday night. It'll be Williams, Modest, and Bertotti. Center fielder, left fielder, and first baseman, four, five, six hitters. for your hometown 45s. Here's Williams. Modesta follow. First pitch is grounded foul as he chased one down around his shoe tops. 0-1 here. Marshall kicks and fires. That ball is popped up on the infield. Playable here for the catcher. Now the pitcher is going to call him off. It is Marshall. And he makes a basket catch reaching out. In foul territory. Williams pops out to number one. That'll bring up Max Modest. Modest 2-for-5 on Friday night's game. He also scored a run. Had last night off. One out, nobody on here. Bertotti on deck. He also had a home run on Friday night's game. As well as five RBI. As Bertotti and Williams combined for 11 out of the 13 runs batted in that 13-12 victory. 0-1 count here on Modest as that fastball's in there for a strike. Swing and a miss on a good curveball down low. 0-2 now. O-2 pitch here to the Colt 45's left fielder. He is outside, 1-2 now. Marshall ready now with the 1-2. Kicks and fires. That ball is down low. 2-2 now. Good eye by Max Modest. Modest, one of three Seattle University players here. Also have Jake Taylor and Sean Sutton. Both have the night off here tonight as well. That ball misses way outside. Slider that didn't come back. 3-2. Full count pitch here on the way to Modest. And he watches that one. So from 0-2, he comes all the way back and draws a walk. Nice at bat there by Max Modest as he reaches one down here and one on. That'll bring up Jared Bertotti.
First baseman number 9, Jared Bertotti.
As I mentioned, Bertotti. 3-for-5 with a home run, 2 runs scored, and 5 RBIs as he and Williams combined to go 6-for-10, 3 homers, 4 runs, and 11 runs batted in. Runner going there, hit and run on Modest heading for second. Bertotti fouls it back, 0-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation's mission, bettering communities through philanthropy. And they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of the 45s here on the radio. Big hole on the right side as Modest is held on at first. Left-handed hitting Bertotti. And Bertotti swings and misses there. 0-2 now. On deck is Chase Larson. He's the third baseman tonight. Hitting 7th. Marshall taking his time out there. Now gets the sign from Acosta. Here's the 0-2 to Jared, and that one misses, 1-2. One ball, 2-strike pitch coming here for Marshall. That's a line drive kind of served out there in the center field off the end of the bat. Nice piece of hitting on 2 strikes by Jared Bertotti. As he hits a little bloop out there in the center. That'll be a single. Moving up to second is Modest. And Larson now steps in with two on and one out. Following a walk and a single. Larson, 1-for-5 last night, had an RBI single. He was the DH last night, third base tonight. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. Good slider there from Marshall. 1-1. Zach Trueblood, the catcher, would hit next. Infielder shading toward the middle of the bag. Middle of the infield, I should say, for the double play ball. 0-1 to Larson, misses. 1-1 here. One ball, one strike, one out, two men on here for the hometown 45s in a 0-0 ball game, trying to break through here and open the scoring. And Larson watches that one. Good slider there. Drops in right at the knees. 1-2 here. Marshall's shown good command here thus far. He's making the 45 swing the bat here. 1-2 pitch to Larson. Very high, easy take for the Palisadro native. 2-2 now. Two and two to Larson. Marshall comes set. Runners extend their leads. He checks the runners, now fires. Swing and a miss, and Larson goes down on strikes. Good change up there, had him out in front. Two down now. That'll bring up Zach Trueblood out of Redding, California, playing for the hometown 45s here. Two down now. Runners on first and second.
Now that is from Academy of the Arts University, catcher number 26, Zach Trueblood.
Trueblood just completed his junior year at Academy of the Arts University. Multimedia communications major there. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Modest at second, Bertotti at first with two down. That ball a little bit low. 1-1 here. Marshall gets the sign from his catcher, Acosta. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-1 to Trueblood. That ball is down in the dirt. Nicely done by Acosta. Get you some scores from around the league here. Twins on top of the Yankees, 7-1. That's a final. San Diego loses to Cincinnati, 3-0. Cleveland over Detroit, 9-3. Marlins over the Cubs, 6-1, as the Cubs continue to come back to earth here a little bit. Giants with their NL League leading 49th win today. Now take over the lead in wins there from the Cubs. Atlanta over the Mets, 5-2. 3-1 now here on Trueblood, as that pitch is very high. And Baltimore 12-5 over the Rays. Rays absolutely reeling right now. 3-1 pitch. That ball is grounded hard down third baseline. Foul. Maybe about a foot and a half foul down third baseline. Just missed extra bases in an RBI, and he's shaking his head. Full count now with two down, so the runners will get a head start here. Modest at second, Bertotti at first. Trueblood in an RBI spot here, trying to open the scoring. LeBou would bat next. He's the DH tonight. 3-2 pitch. Runners go, and that ball's down in the dirt. Base is loaded here now for the number 9 hitter. So Trueblood works a walk.
Now down to the 45.
And here's Austin LeBou out of Cottonwood, California.
The DH from East Central University.
DH tonight, we've seen him primarily at third base. Also had a few innings, if memory serves, at shortstop later in games. Top of the lineup in Meinhofer to follow. Bases loaded, two outs here, 45s with an early scoring chance. And LeBou watches the first one there over the outside corner. Strike one. Marshall comes set. Now he's ready. Here's the 0-1 to LeBou. And he checks his swing, but no, that is not a called strike. It looked like that was going to be a pretty good pitch, but it's 1-1 here. Tight strike zone here so far tonight. Hitters, umpire, Nonetheless, it's 0-0 here in the bottom of the second, but the bases are loaded with two down. LeBou gets a off-speed pitch there with some hang time, and he fouls it back. He'd probably like to get another chance at that one. Pitch very high to LeBou now, 2-2 here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Bases loaded. Connor Marshall of the Solano Mudcats trying to dance out of this jam here. Austin LeBou looking for an RBI. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a 2-2 curveball down in the dirt. That'll end the inning. They leave the bases loaded. We head to the top of the third of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle Martin getting ready to start his third inning of work here. Where it's 0-0 here. Solano Mudcats taking their at-bats in the top of the third. Leading off is going to be the 8-9-1 hitters. Jack Bowles, Cody Marshall, and Nolan Burr. Bowles, the shortstop, will bat first here. Against former Red Bluff High School grad Kyle Martin, now also out there at Simpson right now. Playing for manager Greg Cattaray here for the summer season 45s as well. Here's the first pitch to Bowles. That's a swing and a miss. Good change up there. Had him out in front, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation's mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. And they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. First pitch is fouled back there. Second pitch of that bat, I should say, down a quick 0-2 as he fouls it down the first base line. And Martin in the driver's seat here. And that's a curveball down in the dirt. Zach Trubla doing the catching tonight for Kyle Martin. Here's the 1-2. Called strike three on the outside corner. Beautiful pitch. Froze him. First strikeout of the inning. Second strikeout of the game for Martin. That'll bring up the number nine hitter, Cody Marshall. He's in the left field tonight.
Cody is on here.
Marshall was 1-for-5 in the game on Friday night. Did not play last night. Swings and misses at the first pitch there from Martin. Another good breaking ball. 0-1. Another good one. That's a line drive out into right center field, though. Great timing there by Marshall as he waited back nicely. hit it out into right center field over the head of second baseman Noah Ferguson. One out single here. That'll turn it over to the top of the lineup, Nolan Burr. Popped out to the catcher his first time. Burr 0 for 4 last night. Still looking for his first hit of the series here. Drew a walk and scored in the first game of the series on Friday, but first pitch a strike there. 0-1 now. So Marshall at first being held on by Jared Bertotti. Kyle Martin ready with the 0-1 runner goes. That's a ground ball to short. Meinhofer was headed back towards second to try and cover the steal, and the ball was hit right where he used to be. Dove back across himself against his momentum and was able to knock it down, but no play. So putting the runner in motion there pays off for Solano, as that'll be an infield single. Moving up to second is Marshall. First and second now with one out. That'll bring up Marcus Wise. He popped out to first base his first time, 0 for 1. Ferguson shading towards second base for the double play. Speedy Wise grounds to second. 4-6-3, and no, he beat it out. As Wise runs very well, that'll be a fielder's choice, 4-6. Erases Burr. Wise replaces him at first. First and third now as Marshall moves over. With two down, that'll bring up Michael Driscoll. He flew out to center his first time to end the first inning. Martin gets the sign from Trueblood. Now he comes set. First pitch of the at-bat is a line drive hit softly. One hop taken by Ferguson and easily played there by Bertotti. Ground out 4-3 to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the third. It's still 0-0. You're listening to Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the third here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball here on the radio. Visiting Solano Mudcats, looking to avoid the sweep here on Sunday as the 45s won in convincing fashion, scoring early and often last night, 15-0, to follow up a 13-12 come-from-behind victory in the game of the year thus far on Friday night. 0-0 here in the bottom of the third. Top of the lineup, Mickey Meinhofer getting ready to take his second at-bat here, led off the game with a single, and he's swinging at the first pitch. That one's going to be fouled out of play over the visitor's dugout. 0-1. Meinhofer out of El Dorado Hills, California, right near Sacramento. And despite that, he's a Yankees fan. Dad's from New York, so the apple didn't fall far there. 0-1 here to Meinhofer. Here's the pitch from Marshall. That ball down in the dirt. Good take. by the 45 shortstop, 1-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Helping better communities through philanthropy is the mission of the McConnell Foundation, and they encourage you to make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of the 45s here on KCNR. That ball fouled out of play by Meinhofer. 1-2 now. On deck, second baseman Noah Ferguson, he's 0-1. And Hunter Heath will bat third this inning against Solano Mudcats starter right-hander Connor Marshall, number 35. Marshall loaded the bases last inning, but got out of it. And that's a good pitch there down below the knees. Slider, and Meinhofer did well to fight it off. Count remains 1-2. Marshall pitching exclusively from the stretch here. And that one is a little bit high. Good take by Meinhofer. 2-2 now. Get you some more scores from across the league. White Sox over the Blue Jays 5-2. Nationals break their losing streak. They win 3-2 over Milwaukee today. Houston drops a 6-1 decision to Kansas City. Here's the 2-2 to Meinhofer. That's a called third strike as a slider. Breaks right back over the plate. Nicely done by Marshall. And Meinhofer's retired for the first out of the inning. Here's Noah Ferguson. Grounded into a double play in the first. Oakland down 7-6. They lose that game to the Angels today. After winning last night, Philadelphia loses a tough one 7-8 to the Giants. It's the Giants' walk-off in that one. Cardinals over the Mariners 11-6. And Colorado Rockies over the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-7. One game still in action here. That's the Dodgers and the Pirates. Pirates up 4-3 in that one. In the top of the fifth in Pittsburgh. 0-1 here on Ferguson. He flies it very high to center. Wise takes about five steps in, and he's going to make the play for the second out of the inning. Fly out to number seven there. Pardon me, fly out to number eight. You're keeping score at home. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. He popped out in the first. He's 0-1. And I can smell the tri-tip up here at the top of the bleachers here in the KCNR broadcast booth. Tri-tip dogs, burgers, some great nachos I had before the game last night. Not getting any thinner working these games, but I'm having a lot of fun. Hunter Heath here with two outs and nobody on. First pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Ryan Williams in the on-deck circle. Having fun chatting with some fans here. Great atmosphere here at 45's baseball games at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket. We're in the bottom of the third. A lot of baseball left to be played here in a 0-0 tie. And if the last two nights have been any indication, it's just a matter of time before that offense starts going. It's 28 runs over the first two games for the 45's. That ball is driven out to right center field and pretty deep. Heading back is Wise. He's going to make the play. And that's the third out of the inning. So 1-2-3 go the 45s. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Former Red Bluff Spartan Kyle Martin here starting his fourth inning of work. It's cleanup hitter Jaden Lane. He grounds a short Meinhofer with a very high throw. Great play there by Jared Bertotti at first as he had to leap off the bag to take the high throw and apply the tag all in one motion on Jaden Lane, who was coming down the line. Well done there by the 45's first baseman. Score at 6-3 on the putout. And Lane grounds out to lead off the inning. One down here. That'll bring up Josh Meacham. He struck out in the second, 0-1. First pitch in the dirt there from Martin. It'll be Lane, Meacham, and Acosta, 4-5-6. Swing and a miss. Great curveball down in the dirt. 1-1 now. As Martin's had him off balance all night. Good control of the off-speed stuff here tonight. That's a curveball down in the dirt. Does not chase that time now. 2-1. Josh Meacham, the DH. Fouls one out of play. Now a quick 2-2. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission to better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation encourages you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Our thanks to all the good folks down there at the McConnell Foundation for supporting Cole 45's baseball here. Here's the 2-2 from Martin. Swing and a miss. Great pitch down in the dirt. Got him to chase. That's the third strikeout of the game for Martin. And there's two down with nobody on here. It's going to bring up Acosta, who doubled his first time up. Just three hits over the first three innings here, allowed by Martin. And he hasn't allowed anybody past second base. First pitch of the bat has popped up on the infield. This should be playable for Bertotti, and it is. So one pitch out. 1-2-3 inning there, Martin. Cruising right along, we head to the bottom of the fourth of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
It's that time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Redding Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and B&T Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids' bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Colt Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, what a difference a day makes as the 45's going to the bottom of the fourth here. Still a scoreless tie looking to break through here against Connor Marshall, the right-hander for Solano. Offense has come early and often in this three-game series as the 45s won 13-12 on Friday and 15-0 yesterday. But we've got a pitcher duel going here on a 6 o'clock start on Sunday for the getaway game. Solano trying to avoid the three-game sweep. 45s have a six-game winning streak going dating back to Sunday on Father's Day, winning that third game of the B-52 series over in Eureka. Then a three-game sweep of the Portland All-Stars Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and a Friday, Saturday victory here against Solano. Trying to extend that winning streak to seven games here. Ryan Williams out of Cal Baptist University had two home runs and six RBI on Friday night. He leads off. First pitch is out of the zone, 1-0. Shadow is starting to creep across the infield now. That ball is driven deep to left, but foul. As that one is at the home run distance, just a little bit out in front there. And Williams has shown us the power early and often here. Two home runs on Friday night. He leads the team with five on the season. More than double his nearest teammate. Here's the 1-1. That ball down in the dirt. Good take there from Ryan Williams. Max Modeste would bat next. He walked his first time. Swing and a miss on a big cut there by Williams. Two balls and two strikes here. You've got a good one going here in the bottom of the fourth. 0-0. Kyle Martin for your hometown 45s has thrown four scoreless here. That's a chopper down to third. That's playable for Solano, and Williams is the first out of the inning. 5-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Max Modeste. Modeste walked in the second. He was stranded there at second base. Modeste hitting left-handed here. As I mentioned earlier, one of our three Seattle University players here, Jake Taylor and Sean Sutton, and both Jake and Sean said that Max has the most pop out of all of them. We've seen Jake go deep once already this season here, and seen Sean flash some extra bases power. Has not homered yet here, but looking forward to seeing what Max can do here in his first few games with the 45s. He's shown great patience, drawing a lot of walks. It's 1-1 here. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on here. Bertotti is on deck. That ball just misses outside. Looked like a two-seam fastball tailing away from the lefty. We've been impressed thus far with Marshall's accuracy. He's moved the ball around, changed the sidelines, changed speeds. Here's the 2-1. That ball just misses outside as well. Very close. 3-1 now. Hitters count for Modeste. Right fielder playing him very deep, maybe about four steps in front of the warning track, as is the left fielder. So respecting the power here. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss on a big cut there. Full count now. Modeste fifth in the lineup tonight. Playing left field. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Marshall. And that's a called third strike, and he knew it. Looked like a slider that came right back over the plate there and could not pull the trigger. So two down here. That'll bring up Jared Bertotti. Singled his first time on a little flare out to center. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Our thanks to them for their sponsorship of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio and all they do in Shasta County and all of Northern California. That's the McConnell Foundation. 1-0 here. on Bertotti. That one misses outside. Hard hit ground ball to second, but it's going to be playable. 4-3 on the putout. That's the end of the inning. We head to the top of the fifth. Still no score here. We're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the fifth here, ground ball to third to Chase Larson. It's going to be a close play, and safe over there is Anaveros. He's going to beat it out to lead off the inning. We'll see how they want to score that one. Would have been a nice play by Larson. He had to backhand it, knocked it down, and then a long throw. And they are going to give him an E5 on that one, so Anaveros reaches on the error. I'll bring up Jack Bowles. Kyle Martin. Pitching here to the shortstop, Jack Bowles, with one on, nobody out. Bertotti holds the runner on a first snap throw over there, but he's back. 0-0 here in the top of the fifth. 7-8-9 hitters. And a very close play is another snap throw over to first, and they just about got him that time. Anaveros asked for time here. Seven, eight, nine hitters, Anaveros, Bowles, and Cody Marshall will hit for Solano here. Just three over the minimum through four innings. They've gotten a man to second base. That was in the second. Colt 45's loaded the bases in second, unable to score. Locked up in a pitcher's duel here, 0-0 in the fifth. Here's the pitch, showing bunt there is Bowles. He does try to bunt it, but unable to make contact. Count is 0-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Snap throw over to first again, checks Anaveros, as Bowles was showing bunt once again. McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here. Bowles pulls back the bunt that time as it's down low, 1-1 now. Our thanks to all of our friends out there at the McConnell Foundation. One of the best places to go jogging or running in all of Northern California, McConnell Foundation out there on the east side of town. That's a foul tip on the bunt. 1-2 now on Bowles. He struck out looking his first time in the third inning, 0-1. Just three hits and no walks thus far for Kyle Martin. Through four innings, he's got a man on first with nobody out against the number eight hitter here. And a beautiful pitch. A curveball had him way out in front on his front foot. And a kind of an excuse me swing. He's unable to get a piece of it to foul it off and try and stay alive. So Bowles goes down on strike swinging. He struck out twice so far tonight. That'll bring up Cody Marshall, the left fielder. Marshall's 1-for-1 with a single. He's the beer batter tonight. If you haven't been down to a 45s game, come see us. $5 a ticket. Best $5 we'll spend all summer long. Get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. First pitch from Martin here. Swing and a miss. Beautiful changeup. as he has had him off balance all night with the soft stuff. 0-1 here. Marshall, the beer batter, will give everybody a dollar off for the rest of this half inning and the bottom half of the fifth, should he strike out. That's a bunt foul behind the plate over the head of Trueblood there. A quick 0-2 here on Marshall. And the fans can sense that discount beer. Onoveros at first. He reached on an error to lead off the inning. Then Bowles struck out. Marshall down 0-2 here. Top of the lineup and Bird due up next. Martin checks the runner, now comes set. Here's the 0-2. And that one just misses. 1-2. A little bit outside. Trueblood tried to frame it and bring it back, but umpire not persuaded. 1-2 now. And that one is flown out into center, and barely having to move is Ryan Williams. As Marshall, who hit that breaking ball for a single out to center last time, got the same pitch here, took the same swing, just too much on it, and he lines out to number 8, so 2 down here. Here's Nolan Burr. He's popped out and singled 1-for-2. That single in the third, his first hit of the series. He'd been frustrated thus far. 2 down now. Runner on first being held by Bertotti. Larson playing in a little closer at third against the leadoff hitter Burr here. First pitch of the at-bat, fouled back 0-1. Kyle Martin looking to throw up another zero here. He's got two outs and a runner on first. We're in the top of the fifth. It's a scoreless tie and a pitcher's duel here. Martin and Marshall for the 45s and the Solano Mudcats dueling here. That's a ground ball to second. This should end the inning. Ferguson takes it and flips it to Meinhofer at second, 4-6 on the fielder's choice. Put out. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's still 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're in the bottom of the fifth here at Tiger Field, a 0-0 tie. Got a pitcher's duel going here. Connor Marshall for Solano getting ready to start the bottom of the fifth. He'll face the 7, 8, 9 hitters for your hometown 45s. It's going to be Chase Larson, the third baseman, Zach Trueblood, the catcher, and Austin LeBoux, the DH. Larson's 0-for-1 tonight. Forty-fives trying to break through here and get a lead for former Red Bluff Spartan Kyle Martin, your starter tonight. He's thrown 5 scoreless. First pitch in there for a strike to Larson, 0-1. Martin allowed just three hits, and he's got four strikeouts. Following up on the strong performance last night from winning pitcher Brett Bovee, a 15-0 win for the Redding Colt 45s. And on an 0-1 pitch here, Chase Larson is hit by a pitch, as that's a curveball that doesn't curve. Gets him right up on the, look like between the shoulders there, possibly off the left arm. So hit by a pitch to start the inning. So here's Trueblood. He drew a walk his first time up in the second. So Larson gets a free pass here. Takes one for the team. And we'll see what manager Greg Cattaray wants to do here. With a man on first and nobody out. Second baseman shading toward the bag for a double play. Third baseman even with the bag. Now in on the grass looking for a bunt. That's a called strike in the outside corner with a fastball, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Our thanks to them for their sponsorship of College Summer League Baseball here. Now Trueblood squares to bunt, and he gets down a good one, deadens it to the right side. Flipping it over to first is the pitcher, Marshall. 1-3 on the putout. Sacrifice for Trueblood. Moves Larson up to second. That'll bring up LeBoux. LeBoux 0-1. In an RBI spot here with a runner on second and one down. Larson takes his lead off second now, stretches it out a little more. First pitch in there to LeBoux at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Best scoring chance in a couple innings here for the 45s with a runner on second and one down. That's Chase Larson out of Palisadro, California. Austin LeBoux out of Cottonwood at the plate. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Marshall. That ball down low, good take there. Slider, the drop below the knees, 1-1. Meinhofer on deck. He's 1-2. 1-1 pitch to LeBoux down low as well. Another slider down in the dirt, 2-1. One ball, one strike, one out to Austin LeBoux here. That's a line drive down the third baseline. Foul, 1-2. Sorry, 2-2 now. Everybody clap your hands. In the world of sport, Wimbledon championships start tomorrow in London. Novak Djokovic going for the Grand Slam. He's already got the calendar Grand Slam. He currently holds all four major titles, having won Wimbledon and the U.S. last year, as well as the Australian and the French this year. First man since the 1960s to hold all four major championships at once. He's going for the first calendar slam. If he can win Wimbledon and the U.S. Open this year, it'll be something that has not been done in the Open era. Novak Djokovic playing on another level right now. Should be a great tournament on both sides. Two balls and two strikes now here at LeBoux. Swing and a miss. He struck him out for the second out of the inning. So two down here. Larson still at second. That'll bring up Meinhofer. He singled in the first, struck out in the third. Had a chance to talk to Mickey's dad here before the game. Always fun to meet the friends and family of the players here for the 45s. I want to say hello to everyone down there in El Dorado Hills listening on KCNR1460.com. We stream every game here all season long. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. This is game three of a three-game series tomorrow off, and then another two-game series Tuesday and Wednesday against Humboldt Crabs. They'll come here to Reading and visit us for a two-game set. Both games at 7:15 on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. then Wednesday off, and then 10 straight games from the 1st to the 10th, starting on Friday the 1st. So a lot of baseball coming up for you here on KCNR 1460. That's a ground ball up the middle, taking it second and throwing over to first, and Meinhofer is retired, so that'll end the inning. Runner stranded at second. No runs across here. We head to the bottom of the sixth, or bottom of the fifth, pardon me. It's still 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the sixth here, Kyle Martin getting ready to start his sixth inning of work. Three hit, no run ball, 0-0 tie. First pitch is a swing and a miss there from Marcus Wise on a good curveball below the zone. Second pitch misses high. 1-1 here. Martin winds and fires. That ball's fouled out of play. Back to the screen, 1-2 here. Game number 20 here on the season. We'll get the entire schedule for you on KCNR1460.com and ReadingColt45s.com. Every game broadcast here on the radio and streaming live. That's a ground ball to the left side, taking it to third. No, it's going to get under the glove of Larson. That's going to be a single. He reached out and just kind of served that one to the left side. And right between the shortstop and the third baseman, that'll be a leadoff single for Marcus Wise. First hit of the game for him, as he's now 1-for-3. That'll bring up Michael Driscoll. Driscoll flew out in the first, grounded out in the third. He's 0-for-2. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation's mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. And the McConnell Foundation encourages you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. First pitch there at the knees to Driscoll. And Martin's ahead 0-1. Throw over to first to check Wise, and he's back. Wise has shown impressive speed both on the bases and in center field in this series. He's at first with nobody out. That's a changeup, just misses outside from Martin. Now it's 1-1. Checks the runner now. There goes Wise, swinging a ground ball towards second. This will be a ground out to second for Driscoll, 4-3 on the putout. But they stay out of the double play as Wise ends up at second. On Driscoll's ground out, that'll bring up Jaden Lane, the first baseman. Flew out in the second, grounded out in the fourth, 0-for-2. So Wise on second, one down here, top of the sixth, 0-0 ball game. It's been a well-pitched affair thus far, just four hits through 5 1/3 for Kyle Martin out of Red Bluff High School. Former Red Bluff Spartan, now a Simpson University Red Hawk. First pitch down in the dirt there, 1-0. On the cleanup hitter, Lane. And that's a slider, drops right in there. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Martin fires. Runner heads to third. That's a ground ball. Topped out to short. Meinhofer comes up and takes it on the tough hop. And a high throw, but Bertotti's able to snag it and slap the tag on Lane. So 6-3 on the put out there. Moving over to third was Wise, who was stealing on the pitch. And two ground outs have pushed him up 180 feet to third base. That'll bring up the DH, Josh Meacham, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, both swinging. Those were in the second and the fourth, respectively, so yet to figure out Kyle Martin here. And that's a slider right in there at the knees. Beautiful pitch from Martin, 0-1. Wise at third with two down. That's a chopper to third base. That's going to be foul. A couple feet wide of the bag there. Quick 0-2 here. This game humming right along here. We're scoreless in the top of the sixth. Kyle Martin, one pitch and one out away here. I'm throwing up another goose egg. That's a line drive up the middle, and making the play is at second base is Noah Ferguson. What a play. A line drive. He took it on one hop as momentum was carrying him out into left center field, and he threw across his body and made the play. Score that 4-3 with an exclamation point for Noah Ferguson. No runs scored here. Man stranded at third. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's still 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merritt.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the sixth here in a 0-0 tie. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters for your hometown 45s trying to break through against starter Connor Marshall here for the Solano Mudcats. 45s won game one of this series 13-12 and a great come-from-behind victory on Friday night. Coasted to a 15-0 victory last night on a three-pitcher combined shutout. Brett Bovee got the win in that one. And tonight it's 0-0 here in the bottom of the sixth, so 3 days and three very different baseball games. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters, Ferguson, Heath, and Ryan Williams. And as it always seems to be, when you make a great play in the field, it always seems like you're the first guy up the next inning, and that holds true again here as Ferguson watches the first pitch in there for a strike. Good slider to steal a strike there by Connor Marshall. Ferguson with a runner on third made a great play on a line driver. One hopper that he backhanded through across his body as his momentum was taking him away from the play and threw the runner out easily. So the former Shasta Wolf here, now at Butte College, has a 1-1 count leading off the bottom of the sixth. That ball down in the dirt. 2-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. McConnell Foundation challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community, as helping better communities through philanthropy is what they're all about. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation here. That's a hard hit ground ball to third base. Eats him up a little bit. Recovers now, makes the throw, and it's a wide throw, and it's going to go into the dugout. So good hustle there by Ferguson as he forces the throwing error. Nolan Burr at third had a glance off his glove. Still had time to make the play as it was sharply hit. But Ferguson's going to end up at second, and right away a scoring chance here for the 45s of the runner in scoring position and nobody out.
Right fielder number 31, Hunter Peets.
So here's Hunter Heath. Nobody out, runner on second for the number three hitter. He watches that one in there for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike here on the Shawnee, Oklahoma native. He's your right fielder tonight, 0-2, popped out and flown out. A one pitch. There goes Ferguson. That ball's driven into right center field. Looks like it's going to be playable over there for Wise. Ferguson's going to have to turn around and head back to second. And he'll scamper back in. He had a great jump there. Might have had that one stolen. But he ends up having to run back to second base. One out here as Heath flies out to number eight. Wise covering a lot of ground out there. So here's Ryan Williams. One out, man on second. Modest would follow. And he flies one out to right. Coming in now is Driscoll, having a hard time seeing it out there, but he's going to make the play. Unable to advance is Ferguson as that one hit out to shallow right. So two down here. Score that one a fly out to number nine. And it'll be up to Max Modest.
Number 17, Max Modest.
Modest in left field today. He's 0-1. He's drawn a walk and struck out. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Home plate in the third baseline in shadow now is... We've just crossed 7:20 p.m. Our normal start time, usually 7:15. This game, just over an hour old. We're already in the bottom of the sixth. It's been a scoreless tie and a pitcher's duel here. Each team only advancing one runner to third base thus far. Swing and a miss there by Modest. It's 1-1. Noah Ferguson out at second. He would represent the go-ahead run. Modest watches that one in the dirt. Good take. 2-1 now. They're going to go ahead and call that hit by Ferguson to lead off the inning a single. Infield single and reached and advanced on an error. So they'll give Ferguson a hit there. It's 2-1 here now on Modest. And a curveball drops in there for a strike. Two balls and two strikes now. Just goes to show you never know what's going to happen. When you come to a 45s game, it might be 15 to nothing. It might be nothing to nothing. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that'll preserve the scoreless inning there. Ferguson stranded at second. We head to the top of the seventh. Still 0-0 here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
We start the top of the seventh here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. New pitcher here for the 45s. It's going to be right-hander Clay Worthen, number 45, 6'2", right-hander out of Sac City College. Just finished up his sophomore year there. Native of Fall River Mills, California. He'll face Ian Acosta here to start the inning. Due up for Solano, Acosta, Onaveros, and Bowles, 6-7-8 hitters. Acosta has doubled and popped out, 1-for-2 tonight. Worthen, first pitch, fastball at the knees, comes in throwing strikes, 0-1. And ball misses there, 1-1 now. That ball is fouled out of play now, 1-2 here. Worthen quickly ahead of Acosta to start the seventh here. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. That ball's down in the dirt, though. Trueblood's going to have to make the courtesy throw to first to Bertotti. He does. That's a strikeout. Score at 2-3 on the putout for Acosta. He's 1-for-3. With one out, that'll bring up Onaveros. So with Worthen relieving here in the seventh, well, that'll close the book here on Kyle Martin. Six innings, four hits, four strikeouts, and one walk. Pardon me, no walks. So a nice outing there. Four hits, four strikeouts. And no walks. But he will get the no decision tonight as we are in a 0-0 tie here in the top of the seventh. Worthen's first pitch in the dirt there. And the second one finds his own 1-1 here. On Elijah Onaveros, he's the second baseman tonight. He's 0-for-2, grounded out and reached on an error. 1-1 pitch from the right-hander Worthen is in there for a strike. 1-2 now for the Fall River Mills right-hander. Shadows creeping across the infield now. Advantage for the pitcher as the pitcher thrown from sunlight into shadow. That ball down in the dirt. Bounces in front of the plate. 2-2 now. One out, nobody on here in the top of the seventh of a scoreless tie from Tiger Field. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and Worthen struck out the first two men he's faced here. Both swinging. That'll bring up Jack Bowles with two outs and nobody on. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. So our thanks to all the good folks at the McConnell Foundation for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Two down here, and that'll bring up Bowles. First pitch is down in the dirt. He takes 1-0. Clay Worthen out of Sacramento City College. Looking to get the hold here. That's a ground ball to third. Taking it is Larson on the big hop, and he throws him out 5-3. On the put out, 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time. It's 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're here at the bottom of the seventh of a 0-0 tie. Jared Bertotti fouls one off here. It's one ball and one strike. 6-7-8 hitters here for the Reading Colt 45's trying to break through here. Well, we are locked up in a pitcher's duel starting in the seventh inning of work is Connor Marshall. And he's been really strong here tonight for Solano, mixing up speeds, keeping the ball off the barrel. It's going to be Bertotti, Larson, and Trueblood. And that ball is fouled back over our heads in the booth here, now 1-2. Great day for baseball here at Tiger Field in Reading. Every seat in the shade here as we start the bottom of the seventh. Just $5 a ticket. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. This is game number 20. Bringing every single one of them here to you on KCNR 1460. That ball a little bit high now. Two balls and two strikes on the Simpson University Redhawk first baseman. He's 1-for-2 tonight, single and a ground out. Here's the 2-2. That's a slider that hangs up a little high. 3-2 now. Here's the full count pitch from Marshall to Jared Bertotti. And a foul ball right back at the screen here. We'll line up and do it again, 3-2. On this day in baseball, 1963, the Houston Colt 45 snapped their streak of 30 consecutive innings without scoring a run. When Al Spangler goes deep in the sixth frame of a 7-2 victory over Milwaukee, the Houston Colt 45s, who would later become the Houston Astros. It's only the second run the team has scored in the last 70 innings. As the Houston Colt 45s, a little piece of baseball trivia history there. Joe Morgan, a former Houston Colt 45 before his glory years on the Cincinnati Reds, part of the Big Red Machine. Here's another 3-2 to Bertotti. And that ball is down low. Good at bat there by Jared Bertotti. Works a walk after being down 1-2. Second time he's been on base tonight. That'll bring up Chase Larson. Larson 0-for-1. He was also hit by a pitch. That was his last at bat in the fifth on a breaking ball that got away from Marshall and hit him between the shoulder blades. The leadoff man on here, and Larson's going to bunt it down the first baseline. It's a good one. Coming over to field it and flipping it to first is Marshall. So a sacrifice on one pitch. Well done by Chase Larson. Score it 1-3 on the putout. Bertotti moves up to second. And Jeremy Trueblood now. Officially 0-for-0 on the night. He's drawn a walk and successfully put down a sacrifice bunt in the second and the fifth, respectively. Big spot here. Runner on second. One down. And first pitch outside for a ball. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. And they're proud to sponsor Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. 1-0 pitch forthcoming here to Trueblood. That ball down low. Slider in the dirt, 2-0. On deck is LeBou. He's the DH tonight. And then after him, the top of the lineup with Meinhofer. Marshall comes set, checks Bertotti at second. Now he throws. That ball is in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now on Zach Trueblood. And that ball also in there for a strike. So 2-2 now. Comes back from 2-0 to even it up, 2-2 on the catcher, Trueblood. Great pitching all around here tonight as it's a scoreless tie in the bottom of the seventh. 45 is trying to break through with a man on second and one down. That's Jared Bertotti. He drew a walk and was bunted over. That ball skips past the catcher, but only a couple feet away, and Bertotti did not get a good read on it. He stays put. Full count now, 3-2. And a big pitch coming up here for Marshall. Activity already down in the bullpen for the Solano Mudcats. Checks the runner now, comes set. Here's a full count pitch. Runner goes. That ball is fouled off. And a great jump out there by Bertotti. Might have had that one stolen. But Trueblood had to protect, as that one was pretty close. We'll line up and do it again here, full count. Tyler Pearsall, the right-hander, in the bullpen for Solano, number 40, tall right-hander. And now coming into the on-deck circle, looks like he's going to pinch hit for LeBoux, is Sean Sutton, number 33. And he will. So Trueblood draws the walk. Another good at-bat there. As much like Bertotti leading off the inning, Trueblood works it back to a full count. So LeBoux, the DH, will be pinch hit here by Sean Sutton. So that we get a lefty hitter here against the right-handed starter, Marshall. And now it looks like Solano is going to have a meeting at the mound at the very least. We'll see if they want to make a change here. Marshall's thrown a lot of pitches. 45s have runners on first and second. Still only one down here. And the all-whack first baseman, Sean Sutton from Seattle University, in there in a prime RBI spot. Greg Catteray pushing the pinch hitter button here in the bottom of the seventh, trying to break through. If we could make up our mind. 45 scored early and often yesterday in a 15-0 victory. They cruised to on the strength of a 6-run inning and a 4-run inning. Only had 3 innings the entire night where they didn't score at least one. Tonight, been a completely different story here, a pitcher's duel into the bottom of the seventh. But runners on first and second here for Sean Sutton. Here's the first pitch from Marshall. That's a runner going to third, and he is safe. Very close play. Bertotti with a great slide, avoiding the tag there. Runner on first was not going, Trueblood, so a single steal of third for Bertotti. Runners at the corners now with one down. Trueblood remains at first, so that might have been Bertotti stealing on his own there. Here's the 1-0 to Sutton. That's a line drive into center field. That's going to be caught by Wise. Here comes the throw. We're going to have a play at the plate. He is safe as that one is up the first baseline. And Sean Sutton comes through with a pinch hit sack fly. RBI. That's your first run of the ball game here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 Reading. And all his teammates come out to give him a high five, and the crowd lets him hear it here. First run of the game here. That'll bring up Mickey Meinhofer. Trueblood stays at first. Score that a fly out to number 8, a sack fly and an RBI for Sutton. We're in the bottom of the seventh here. Colt 45s have taken the lead. 1-0 over the visiting Solano Mudcats. Mickey Meinhofer watches the ball 1-0. Meinhofer 1-for-3, singled in the first. Two outs now, runner on first. Here's the 1-0. That's a line drive out into right center field, and it's actually going to hang up a little bit here now. Four Wise, so that'll end the inning. One run across on the sack fly by Sutton. We head to the top of the eighth. 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, Barma, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here, Clay Worthen getting ready to start his second inning of work. Out of the bullpen for the Colt 45s. 45s broke through with a run in the bottom of the seventh. It's 1-0. If you've listened or seen either of the two games earlier this weekend, I know that's probably hard to believe. 45s won 13-12 on Friday in a come-from-behind victory and then cruised 15-0 yesterday in an offensive showcase where every hitter got at least one hit and scored at least one run, and most of them had at least one RBI. Tonight, a very different story. 1-0 here. First pitch is a swing and a miss there to the leadoff hitter. Solano's Cody Marshall, the left fielder. He's 1-for-2, actually, singled, and he's lined out. Both of them to center. Worthen with a fastball there, a quick 0-2 now. Kyle Martin started tonight for the 45s, and he was solid. Four strikeouts, four hits over six innings, no runs and no walks. In command, but no support until the seventh, so he gets a no decision. That's a line drive right to Noah Ferguson, and three straight line drives to about that same spot in the field. He's 1-for-3. Scored a line out to number four. That'll bring up Nolan Burr. He's 1-for-3 tonight. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation's mission is making communities better through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation. Proud to sponsor Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR. First pitch there from Worthen is a strike. The Sac City College right-hander has come in throwing strikes as he struck out two of the first three men he faced. And a line out here to start the top of the eighth. Quick 0-2 here as that one's fouled away by Burr. That ball misses outside. Breaking ball that doesn't quite make it back across the plate. 1-2 now. Burr, the leadoff hitter for the Solano Mudcats, chops that one foul off the plate down the third baseline. Count remains 1-2 here. One ball, two strikes. Clay Worthen with one down and nobody on here. Looking to shut down the top of the eighth here and preserve this 1-0 lead. That ball misses outside now. 2-2. Worthen gets the sign from Trueblood. Now comes set. And a foul ball, just barely getting a piece of it there, is Burr. Count remains 2-2. Worthen relieved Red Bluff High School alumni Kyle Martin, who went six innings of shutout ball, gets the no decision here. 45s break through for one run in the seventh. Worthen, the pitcher of record now, stands to get the win should this lead hold up. Looks like a curveball outside there. 3-2 now. Full count pitch to Nolan Burr here. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball under the hands. Nicely done there by Clay Worthen. Two down now. He's got three strikeouts out of the five hitters he's faced thus far. That'll bring up Wise. Wise 1-for-3 with a single. That was in the sixth inning. Clay Worthen here with a 1-0 lead, two down, nobody on. First pitch is A little bit inside 1-0. A reminder, you can follow the Reading Colt 45s at Reading Colt 45s on Twitter. You can follow us here at NorCal Sports Hour. That's at NorCal Sports HR. That ball very high now, 2-0 on Wise. Also follow us on Facebook as well. Every Tuesday at 6, get your NorCal Sports fix. We do A's, Giants, Niners, Raiders, Warriors, and Kings, and then all your local high school standouts during the school year. That's a ground ball up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Ferguson, and it glances off his glove as that one had some spin on it, and it eats him up a little bit out there. Wise is going to reach. Call that one an E4. That'll bring up Driscoll. He's 0 for 3. Flown out to center. He's also grounded out to second base twice. They've kept him in check tonight. He was 1 for 3 last night, or 1 for 4, pardon me. 2 down, runner on first. There goes Wise, stealing on the pitch. Trueblood throws him out at second base beautifully. No, he's safe. And hard to believe there, Trueblood with an absolute seed.
Nice throw.
Looked like he got him. The throw beat him, but they're going to call him safe. And hard to believe, but he is safe at second base, so Wise with the steal. Looked like Trueblood had cut him down, but nonetheless, man in scoring position now with 2 down for the number 3 hitter, Driscoll. Looking for his first hit of the night. That ball very high. 1-1 now. On the stolen base, that was a called strike, so 1 ball and 1 strike. 2 down here. Runner on second for Solano. Reading up 1-0. That's a line drive foul back to the screen. 1-2 now. Worthing up 1-2 here. Trying to put away Driscoll and preserve this 1-0 lead and head to the bottom of the eighth. Gets the sign from Trueblood. Now he comes set. Checks the runner. Here's the 1-2. Called strike 3. Got him. Beautiful curveball in the outside corner. Froze him. Driscoll set down on strikes. He's 0 for 4 tonight. And stranded in scoring position for the second time tonight is Marcus Wise. Still 1-0 here. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the eighth here, Colt 45's up 1-0. They're going to face a new pitcher here for Solano. It's going to be right-hander Tyler Pearsall, number 40, a tall right-hander. We are under the lights here at Tiger Field. His entire infield just about in shadow now. Coming up on 8 o'clock here, 45's winning 1-0. On the strength of a 6 shutout inning start. Second baseman number 19, for Kyle Martin, former Red Bluff Spartan. He will get the no decision as the 45s did not score until the bottom of the seventh. Got one run there. That is where the score stands right now. Clay Worthen has thrown two scoreless innings. He would be in line for the win here. He's got four strikeouts in two innings. Leading off is going to be Noah Ferguson. Singled in his last at-bat to lead off the sixth. This is a slow roller down the third baseline. That's foul off his foot. 0-1. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Also had a couple nice plays in the field. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. So our thanks to them for all their support of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. They sponsored the entire weekend series against the Humboldt B-52s last weekend. Yours truly had the good opportunity to call all three of those games here on the radio. Have a little mini vacation from the heat here. I think the warmest first pitch time was about 65 degrees. Slightly different than today in Reading, but we're in the shade here enjoying a 1-0 pitcher's duel. 0-2 count here on Ferguson. And Pearsall fires, called strike three. And Ferguson taps the edge of the plate saying that one was outside, but he'll be the first out of the inning. He's 1-for-4 tonight. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. He's popped out and flown out. And flown out yet again, 0-for-3 for the Shawnee, Oklahoma right fielder. Frustrating night for the 45s. 28 runs over the previous two games. One here tonight as they scratched out a run in the bottom of the seventh inning. They currently lead 1-0. That ball is fouled off to the left side on the left field line, giving chase, but not getting there. Is the left fielder Marshall. It'll be 0-1. So Ferguson makes first out of the inning. Heath bats now, and on deck is Ryan Williams. Williams had last night off two home runs and six RBI in the win on Friday, including the go-ahead sack fly in the bottom of the eighth. Very high there to Heath, up around the shoulders, 1-1. More activity down there in the Solano bullpen as they've got a right-hander up here. One ball, one strike, one out. Heath takes one way outside. Easy take there, 2-1. Out there in the bullpen, it's number 32, Trevor Steele. One pitch is fouled back right over our head here in the booth. And right off the top of the fence here, a souvenir for some young fan. Bring the kids and make sure they bring their gloves. Hank, bring your glove too, if only for self-defense. 2-2 now on Hunter Heath. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the eighth. Pearsall very high as he tried to add on to the fastball there. It's up in the eyes of Heath. 3-2 now. That Dodgers-Pirates game has gone final. Pittsburgh beats the Dodgers 4-3. That's a chopper to second base by Heath, taking it on the big hop there. And throwing him out is the second baseman. So two down here. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. 4-3 on the put out there for Heath. And that'll bring up Ryan Williams, a pop out, a ground out, and a fly out. He's 0-for-3 as well. A pretty common occurrence here tonight as it's been a pitcher's duel from the start. Two outs in the bottom of the eighth here. Williams watches one in the dirt. 1-0. Max Modeste would be next, should Williams reach. That's a line drive into right. That's going to get down for a single. Loud, hard contact there by Ryan Williams. Nothing new. He's 1-for-4 tonight now with a single. So here's Modeste. He's 0-for-2. He's also drawn a walk. Batting left-handed here against the righty, Pearsall. Following the two-out single by Ryan Williams of Cal Baptist University. That ball outside 1-0 here to Max. Max's Seattle University teammate Sean Sutton came on in a pinch hit role and drove in the lone run of the ballgame with a sack fly in the bottom of the eighth. Williams bluffing towards second there before the pitcher's motion was started, so he forces a step off. Might have tipped his hand a little bit there with the steal attempt here. Two down, runner on first. So 1-0, that's a ground ball through the right side. That's a single by Modeste, his first hit of the game. He's 1-for-3 now with a walk. And now runs on first and second. A little two-out rally going here with back-to-back singles by the number 4 and 5 hitters, Williams and Modeste. That'll bring up Jared Bertotti, 1-for-3. Sorry, 1-for-2 with a single. He's also drawn a walk. And that walk that he drew in the seventh inning eventually led to him coming around to score the lone run of the ballgame on that sack fly by Sutton. Last inning in the seventh. So runners on first and second now with two down for Bertotti. Pearsall checks the runners. Now he fires. That's a changeup at the very bottom of the zone. I guess it went across the plate at knee high, but it was caught nearly in the dirt. Nonetheless, 0-1 here. Chase Larson would be next on deck, third baseman. Out of Palisadro, that one's down in the dirt, bounces right behind the plate. 1-1 now. Looks like Andrew Arnold there, a lefty, getting ready down in the 45's bullpen. Clay Worthen has thrown a scoreless seventh and eighth and made quick work of the Solana Mudcats with four strikeouts out of the seven hitters he's faced. He would be in line for the win here should this 1-0 lead hold up. But the 45's trying to stretch it out here and add some insurance with two down and runners on first and second. Ryan Williams at second, Modeste at first. Here's the 2-1 to Bertotti. That's a line drive up the middle, base hit. That's going to get to the center fielder Wise coming up and making the throw. We're going to have a play at the plate. Here comes Williams. He slides in. No, he scores standing up. RBI single by Jared Bertotti. Doubles this lead to 2-0. And Redding gets a much-needed insurance run there, and they're not done yet. Runners on second and third now. Williams comes around to score on the RBI single by Bertotti. Three straight singles with two outs here. And the 45s have got what qualifies in this game as a breakout inning here. Chase Larson trying to put up a crooked number here in the eighth inning now with two men on and two out. And he chops a foul ball down the third baseline, 0-1 here. Pearsall came on in relief of Connor Marshall, who went seven innings and gave up one run. He would be in line for the loss. And a shame for the Solano starter as he was strong all night till giving up that solo run in the bottom of the seventh. Called strike there on a nice curveball down on the low inside corner. Larson didn't like it, but it's 0-2 here. So Modeste on third, Bertotti at second. Chase Larson watches one up in his eyes, 1-2 now, as he lets the high fastball go by. Zach Trueblood would be next. There's the 1-2. Swing and a miss as he got him on the changeup. Nice pitch by Pearsall. That'll end the inning. But one more run comes across. Redding leads 2-0 now. We head to the top of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the ninth here, Reading Colt 45's trying to finish the three-game sweep against the visiting Solano Mudcats, 13-12 Friday, 15-0 last night. It's been a pitcher's duel here tonight as they've taken a 2-0 lead into the top of the ninth. It's going to be left-hander Andrew Arnold. He pitched the ninth last night in that 15-0 cruise control victory. He's in here for the save tonight. Clay Worthen, his college teammate at Sacramento City. College pitched the seventh and the eighth scoreless with four strikeouts, so it's a Sac City bullpen kind of night. Arnold in for the save here. He's going to face the 4, 5, 6 hitters. It's going to be Jaden Lane, Josh Meacham, and Ian Acosta. Lane's 0-3 tonight. First ball is driven down the left field line. That's a fair ball. So it's going to be a leadoff hit here, but fielded quickly over there and left by Modest. So a leadoff single to start the frame by Jaden Lane. That's his first hit since Friday night. 0-3 last night, but had a good game on Friday with four RBI. That'll bring up Josh Meacham. He's the DH, 0-3. He struck out twice and grounded out once. 6-4 lefty, Andrew Arnold. And it looks like we got a pinch hitter over there at first, or a pinch runner, I should say, over there at first. That'll be number 13 for Solano. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch there on the changeup by Arnold, getting him way out in front. Was Meacham. Jared Vitas over there, pinch running now for Jaden Lane. Tying run at the plate here. Snap throw over to first by the lefty Arnold. He's back. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for sponsoring Reading Colt 45's baseball here. And they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. So come enjoy Colt 45's baseball with us again Tuesday and Wednesday night at 7:15 against the visiting Humboldt Crabs. And then starting Friday, we'll have 10 games in 10 nights from the July 1st through the 10th. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Every game will be broadcast right here on KCNR 1460 by yours truly. And streaming live all around the world on KCNR1460.com. Andrew Arnold up 0-1 here. Now he comes set in a slider very high. That one got away from him a little bit. 1-1 here.
Everybody clap your hands.
Vitas, the pinch runner, on at first. He came on for Jaden Lane, who singled to lead off the inning. Arnold in the stretch now. He's ready with the 1-1. No, another snap throw over to first. Bertotti applies the tag with the runners back. Nobody out here in the top of the ninth. DH Josh Meacham 0-3 tonight. Swings and misses. on a 1-2 pitch. On a 1-1 pitch, now it's 1-2. Another throw over to first. No, a fake. Runner dives back, but Arnold still got the ball. 1-2 here. Runner takes his lead, being held on by Bertotti at first. That's a ground ball up the middle. This could be two. Ferguson has a kick off his glove, and everybody's going to be safe. Looked like he was getting ready to flip that one to Meinhofer at short and got a little bit ahead of himself. He'll score that one, E4. So Vitas to second and Meacham now at first. That's going to bring up Acosta. Ian Acosta, 1-for-3. He's doubled, popped down, and struck out. Also 1-for-3 last night. Had 4 hits on Friday night. A couple runs scored and several RBI in that 13-12 slugfest. And who would have thought on Friday night after that 13-12 game that would be the last run that Solana would score this weekend? They're down 2-0 here after losing 15-0 yesterday. But they're threatening with runners on first and second. First pitch at the knees is a fastball for a strike on Acosta. Nice pitch from Arnold there. Own one pitch here. That's a line drive right to short. Meinhofer's got it, and he throws it back to first. Everybody's going to be safe. Bertotti did well to keep that one in front of him. So scored a line out to number 6. Everybody stays put. Runners on first and second now with one out. That'll bring up Ontiveros. 0-for-3. He's reached on an error, struck out, and grounded out. And a double play ball could end the ball game here. We've seen that a couple times already here on the season. And Arnold, that's the 6'4 lefty out of Sac City College with that downward movement. He's coming downhill over the top right at you with that left-handed action. That's a foul ball out of play there by Ontiveros. 0-1. Ontiveros at second base tonight. He's also played catcher and been in DH. So a couple guys on Solano there that manager feels comfortable putting just about anywhere. We've seen Nolan Burr play 3 different positions as well, the leadoff hitter. 0-1 after the foul ball. Here's Andrew Arnold with runners on first and second, one down. That ball's down in the dirt. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. The 2-0 ball game here in the top of the ninth. Tying run at first for Solano. Arnold ready now with the 1-1. That's a breaking ball down low. Curve ball by the back foot. No offer for Ontiveros. It's 2-1. Kyle Martin out of Red Bluff. Former Red Bluff Spartan. Started this game. He went 6 scoreless, allowed just 4 hits and no walks. Left the game in a 0-0 tie. He'll get the no decision. Clay Worthen. Through the 7th and the 8th, scoreless with 4 strikeouts in 2 innings. He's the pitcher of record right now as the 45s took the lead in the bottom of the 7th. That ball very high now, 2-2. On Ontiveros here. 3-1, pardon me, and that ball is very high. So 5-pitch walk and the bases are loaded now. We're going to have a pinch hitter here instead of Bowles. It's going to be Connor Cole. So Cole's going to come on to pinch hit here for Jack Bowles. Bowles was 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. And in a bases-loaded spot here with 1 down, Chase Larson's in even with the bag at third. Bertotti, even with the bag at first, perhaps even in on the grass a step. First pitch is a strike at the knees to Cole. 0-1. Cole started last night, went 0-for-2. Came in on Friday night as a pinch hitter and went 1-for-2 with a walk. That ball also down at the knees and 2 quick fastballs with great location by Andrew Arnold have him down 0-2. Cody Marshall, the left fielder and number 9 hitter, would be due up next. Bases loaded here with one out in the top of the ninth. 2-0 Reading. This has been a great game all afternoon here. Every pitch with so much weight hanging on it here. Here's the 0-2. That's a called third strike. Fastball at the knees on the inside corner. Three perfect pitches. And a clutch strikeout by Andrew Arnold with one out and the bases loaded. So here's Cody Marshall. He's the last hope for Solano. Tying run at second. Reading up 2-0. Two down here. Bases loaded in the top of the ninth. Marshall's 1-for-3. He singled in the third. He also lined out twice to center field and second base. First pitch misses 1-0. That one's outside. Arnold gets the sign from Trueblood. Here's the pitch. That ball's down in the dirt. 2-0 now. And a hitter's count here, but the base is loaded. A single could tie the game here. Big pitch coming up here. Here's the 2-0. That ball's fouled back, 2-1 now. As Arnold came with the fastball. And Marshall could just foul it back to the screen. Infield back at normal depth now with two down. Crowd getting restless here, looking for a three-game sweep. This would be the seventh straight win for the 45s dating back to last Sunday. That's a called strike now, 2-2. Right on the outside corner. Marshall didn't like it. And a big difference there between 3-1 and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Andrew Arnold, one strike away. I'm closing this one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that's the ball game. Final score, 2-0 Reading. As a second straight shutout for the 45s, once again, three pitchers combined to blank the Solano Mudcats and complete the three-game sweep. Once again, 13-12 on Friday, 15-0 last night. And a close one tonight, 2-0. Your winning pitcher, Clay Worthen, with the 7th and 8th scoreless. Save goes to Andrew Arnold of Sac City College. We'll take a short break, and right after these messages, we'll be back with the Colt 45's postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The Butterfly House is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Get some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Redding for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Redding. Dandelion.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We're back here at Tiger Field. A quick 2-hour, 15-minute game, a pitcher's duel. You never would have expected that after the first two games of this series. I'm sitting here with one of our two players of the game, Sean Sutton, out of Seattle University by way of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And he came on in a pinch hit role here tonight in the bottom of the seventh inning in a scoreless tie. Now, the 45s, they came back and had a comeback win 13-12 in a slugfest on Friday, 15-0 and an absolute drubbing yesterday with a great start by Brett Bovee. And today, what a difference three days makes. 3 days, three very different games here, 2-0 for the 45s. They break through in the bottom of the seventh on a sack fly by our co-player of the game here, Sean Sutton. And Jared Bertotti led off that seventh inning with a walk, and that was against the starter Marshall there. And you guys didn't break through until the seventh inning there. He got on base with a walk. He was bunted over by Chase Larson. And then after another walk by Trueblood, you came up there with him on third base. So tell us what you saw in that at-bat there.
Yeah, he was mixing speeds really well all day, starting people off with off speeds and plus counts. And so I knew I was going to get it at some point, and I was just going to go ahead and sit it because he was going to throw me it eventually. And second pitch of the at-bat, he hung me a changeup, and I put a decent swing on it and got it out to center field for the sack fly.
Not trying to do too much with it, just trying to do enough to score. And that was a fly ball to center field. Wise's throw was a little bit up the first base side. Bertotti scored easily there. 45s would go on to attack another one in the bottom of the eighth, and that would be the final score, 2-0 here. But with offense in short supply, we were mentioning here during the game yesterday, everybody in the lineup had at least one hit. Everybody had at least one run. Most everybody had some RBIs today. Few and far between the hits, much less the runs, a 2-0 win, but your pitching staff, again, comes out and has a three-pitcher combined shutout. What does it mean when you're out there and you know that your guys are going to keep it close or, in the case of the last two games, keep it down to zero?
Yeah, it takes a lot of pressure off the offense knowing that they're going to keep you in the ball game, and it takes a little pressure off each and every at-bat because, you know, you don't have to do it all with one swing and put up six or seven runs in a game in order to win. So, you know, just play the game the right way, get them on, get them over, get them in, and you're going to have a chance to be in the game and have a chance to win.
Starter tonight was Kyle Martin. He threw six innings of four-hit ball, had four strikeouts. He gets the no decision. Let's welcome in our other co-player of the game here tonight. It's relief pitcher Clay Worthen out of Sac City College. Threw a scoreless seventh and a scoreless eighth to pick up the win. Now, you came in and had four strikeouts, seven hitters. You pitched around an error there as well. No walks, no hits, and you pick up the win here in relief. Looked like you were pretty locked in out there.
Yeah, I had a good thing. All my pitches were working, and everything felt good out there.
And it seemed like you had strike one and usually 0-2 or 1-2 on just about every pitcher tonight. You were hitting both sides of the plate with the fastball. And it was a Sac City bullpen kind of night as your college teammate Andrew Arnold came in the ninth and got the save as well. He also had two strikeouts. So between the two of you, six strikeouts in three innings. Do you feel like you guys are people that Skip can count on to come in and get a big strikeout in a situation like that, whether you're starting the inning or coming in to relieve?
Yeah, I feel like the big thing is just getting ahead, and that's the most important thing. But, yeah, I feel like we both have strikeout stuff, and, yeah.
So Clay Worthen, the right-hander out of Fall River Mills, California. Now, since you're from Northern California here, does that mean you're an A's or a Giants fan?
I'm an A's fan.
Well, you know, we were just talking to Sean Sutton. He's a Mariners fan. I asked him off air. I'll ask you the same thing. You think anybody's going to catch Texas in that division this year? It looks like they're just really, really strong right now.
No, they're way out ahead, and I don't think anybody's going to catch them.
Yeah, well, you know, we follow the A's and the Giants on the NorCal Sports Hour every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460. And, of course, the Giants are on a historic run right now going for the leading the National League West. A's having a hard time, the starting pitching just not being where they are. As an A's fan yourself, where do you think they need the most help? Obviously, the bullpen's been absolutely lights out when they can get to it. You're a pitcher yourself. What do you see from either the A's starters or even the offense there that that makes you think, if we could just get here, if we could just get, maybe even get Josh Reddick back here before too long. But what do you see from the A's that you say, here, that's what we need?
I think they just need a little more consistency out of their starting pitching. I think that's a big thing. Like you said, if they can get to that bullpen, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, Axford, Doolittle, and all the guys down there. Ryan Doles had a great year. But anybody you want to say hi to that might be listening out there on KCNR 1460 or streaming live on KCNR1460.com?
No.
Mom, dad, girlfriend, friends out at Sacramento City College anywhere?
Yeah. Say hi to my mom and dad.
So that's Clay Worthen. He's the winning pitcher tonight. Two scoreless innings, four strikeouts as he pitched the seventh and the eighth. 45s took the lead while he was on the mound in the bottom of the seventh, and they go on to win by a score of 2-0. Thanks for coming on with us, Clay. Looking forward to seeing you the rest of the season here.
Thank you.
That's Clay Worthen, your winning pitcher of the night. Once again, your final score here, 2-0. 45s win a pitcher's duel here, and they go ahead in the seventh, add an insurance run on in the eighth, and go on to sweep this series. Seven straight wins down for the 45s. As they won the last, they won the rubber match last Sunday against the B-52s, taking 2 out of 3 in that series, and 3 straight against Portland this week, and 3 straight against Solano this weekend. 45s are rolling. We'll have a day off tomorrow night, Tuesday night and Wednesday, a two-game series against the visiting Humboldt Crabs. Game start at 7:15. I'll be on it Tuesday night on the NorCal Sports Hour here, giving you all things A's, Giants, Warriors, Kings, Niners, Raiders, and all your local high school standouts. If it's Tuesday at 6, get your NorCal Sports Fix on the NorCal Sports Hour right here on KCNR. We'll serve as a de facto pregame show for the 7:15 play on that Tuesday night, and then do it again on Wednesday as well. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Once again, your final score tonight, 2-0 Redding, as they finish out the sweep. Your winning pitcher, Clay Worthen, and the save goes to Andrew Arnold, both out of Sacramento City College. We'll see you again Tuesday night at 6 for the NorCal Sports Hour. For my engineer, Jared King, our intern, Matty Novelli, everybody here at Tiger Field making Colt 45s possible, and our sponsors, Redding Kia, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and the McConnell Foundation. I've been Kyle DeFore. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again on Tuesday night on Colt 45s Baseball.